I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Parliamentary elections are just a few weeks away in Turkey, and Christians are concerned. Secularists and fundamentalists are vying for the hearts of the Turkish people. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says persecution for Christians will continue either way.
For the believers there, though, it's kind of a lose-lose proposition. If the Islamists gain power, obviously that will mean an increase in persecution. But the secularists also are opposed to the growth of the church. They want basically no religion. They want the people to be secular.
Nettleton says people are showing an interest in Christianity. Next, a mission group from Hope Givers International recently returned from a trip to Malawi. Their work there started less than 2 years ago. They visited schools, hospitals, orphanages, and local churches. Michael Glenn says each person brought needed items, including sewing machines.
It's great. When we bring over these sewing machines, we're taking them to some of the people that work, are part of a church or churches there, so that they can sew and make clothes for the orphans and then make additional clothes that they can sell for revenue as well to kind of keep things going and assist financial needs there.
And international students at Rio Grande Bible Institute in Texas often spend all they have to attend, leaving them with no money for personal items. That's why World Gospel Missions' Mary Newman decided to give the young women practical gifts of love. She created packages that included toiletries, first aid supplies, and even stuffed animals. Now young men and married couples receive the gifts as well. Pray as they study to become Christian leaders. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available Devin Webb's CD, The Path, with songs that we hope will help you in your walk with God along the path of life. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.